With your full name and what it is you do here.
My name is Robert Sunwellen and I'm the owner of Ferintosh Guesthouse in Dumfries.
So tell me about your new petition. What's it all about?
Well, I've noticed, I've lived here for 12 years. I'm one of those immigrants. I moved here 12 years ago. And I've noticed that when you drive from Glasgow heading south, that the signs all say south in Carlisle. Even I even have a picture of one, even 84 miles away, it says Carlisle, 84 miles. And it gives impression to tourists or people who don't know the area that there's absolutely nothing between Glasgow and Carlisle. And that's a real shame, because there's Dumfries and Galloway, which is a tremendous place with great food and drink and all these other things to do. The Scottish Borders, same thing, absolutely beautiful, beautiful countryside with lots to do. And I would hate to think that tourists who maybe don't know the area, or English folks who've been up for a holiday who are heading back home, that they think, oh, well, we've left Glasgow, that's the end of Scotland. You know, there's nothing until Carlisle. I'd hate for people to think that. And I think that if we could get the signs to say, okay, Dumfries and Galloway's over here, Scottish Borders is over here, and give some choices of towns. You know, there's Moffat and Annan and Gretna and Dumfries, and there's all these nice places that could be signposted. And I think it might just help tourism, and it might help the economy of the two areas.
So do you think it's a bit, you know, discriminatory almost that you're missed out?
Well, this is the road sign. Oddly enough, I looked into road signs a bit because of this. Road signs in Scotland have been reserved to Westminster for, I don't know, forever, for many, many years. And then just recently, it was given to Scotland. So I have a feeling that the people who used to be in charge of the road signs in Scotland were probably people in London who maybe have never even been here. So maybe to them, in their minds, yeah, Glasgow, Carlisle, you know, that's probably the way they see it. But if you're from here, you know that's not the case. And so to me, this is an opportunity. It was recently devolved to the Scottish government. This is an opportunity for the Scottish government to take something that's just been wrong for a long time and say, okay, now we can fix this. Now, I know it's going to cost money, and that's always a problem, but it's the right thing to do, and it's been something that has been needed to be done for a very, very long time. So it's an opportunity, it's the way I see it.
Do you think the money that's spent, you know, will be returned back to the area eventually?
Well, I would certainly think so, just in tourism alone. I mean, we saw the huge success of the Borders Railway, and a lot of people said, oh, no, that's a terrible idea, it's not going to help tourism, blah, blah, blah. No, they were wrong. It's been brilliant for tourism. It's really, really helped. And a lot of people who are in Edinburgh now are saying, oh, well, look, there's this other new thing we can do. We can take this railway. So to me, it's that kind of thing. If you have folks in Glasgow who are from Germany, from, you know, the Netherlands, who are in Glasgow and now they're heading to the Lake District or somewhere, this is an opportunity for them to say, oh, well, maybe we'll spend a couple more days in Scotland. We don't have to necessarily just rush down to the Lake District. And it might get them to stay here longer and spend more money here, which I think we need.
So what is the petition? You know, you're getting people to sign it. Have you been quite inundated with the amount of people who have signed it so far?
Yeah, it went really fast. When we put it up a few days ago, I shared it to, obviously, Facebook, right, Twitter, that sort of thing. I shared it with friends. Who shared it with friends? Who shared it with friends? And there was no media. And then it took me a day or two to think, oh, well, I'm missing something here. I need to get the media. So then we worked on a press release and get a press release out to try to get bigger exposure. And now that's happening now. So last night, I noticed there was 150 signatures overnight. So I'm hoping with each radio, each newspaper, each whatever, we'll get another few hundred and get several thousand. Because again, I don't think this should be controversial. This is not party politics. This is the right thing to do for Dumfries and Galloway, for the Borders. I think everyone should support this. I can't imagine anyone saying this is a bad idea. Someone obviously will, but I can't imagine that. And so I would hope that, yeah, we'd get thousands of signatures.
Final end goal for you, what is it?
Well, to have the signs changed. To have new signs put in that point out, there's Dumfries and Galloway over here, there's Scottish Borders over here, you know, turn right or turn left. And some of the towns, because again, there's so many good towns and so many things to see, you know, the Galloway dark skies. I'm not going to name them all. There's a biosphere. There's all this great stuff at Stranraer's Oyster Festival. There's all this really great stuff coming up. And I would hate for people to go, see it in the paper and go, oh, well, I wish I would have known, I would have gone. You know, I wish I would have known that Dumfries and Galloway was there. I would have visited it. I would like the signs to be changed to get more people here and help our rural economy.
Perfect. That's super. Thank you so much. So I took slightly longer than I said I would.